You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
By God's grace, we have the opportunity to pray together today at Bethel Encounter's Glorious Friday. O Lord, my strength has been our theme. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today we look at Psalm 29, verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In reflecting upon Psalm 29, verse 2, we see that the glory of God is revealed when ministers worship him in spirit, truth, holiness, and obedience. A glorious minister is not one who seeks a platform or who seeks platforms, but one whose worship and service make the presence of God more evident. One whose worship and service makes the presence of God more evident. God receives glory when, as ministers, our words, heart, meditation, and life become an acceptable offering. And I'll urge all ministers that make sure that you are serving from your heart. It's not about lip service. It's not about what I'll get. It's about submitting yourself in earnesty of heart, in all honesty, and being earnest in your heart unto the Lord, serving wholeheartedly, not just portions, or serving, being reserved, no, but going all out wholeheartedly for the Lord. It is possible to serve and serve half-heartedly. That is wrong. Whether for whichever reasons there may be, always make sure that you don't engage in half-hearted service. It is very, very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. Where you may think that all is well, but all is not well. Whatever you are doing for the Lord, do it well. Do it wholeheartedly, and the Lord will remember you. Prepare your heart before every service through prayer, repentance, and worship. Our first action point. Never think that, oh, I've done nothing wrong. It's sometimes dangerous when we see certain acts as that is sinful. So because we haven't engaged in them, then, oh, all is well. Sometimes even being self-righteous or feeling better than others, especially for praise and worship leaders, it is so easy. And for ministers ministering before others, it is so easy to think of yourself too highly, to think of yourself too important. Sometimes the way you talk to instrumentalists, or sometimes the way you even talk back at those who are helping you, we ought to be very careful that every time we ask the Lord or we come before the Lord in repentance. That's why every time Bethel Encounter, there's a time that we pray asking for forgiveness of sin. Don't think in your mind also this habit or attitude of I'm a new creature, he that is born of God cannot sin, and have those scriptures in mind and think that, oh, once you've been bought by the blood of Christ Jesus, that is all. It is important to constantly wash yourself with the blood of Christ Jesus, asking the Lord that if there be any way in me that I may not know, where I may have erred, please forgive me. Peter, who just gave that revelation, Jesus, you are the Son of God. The very next moment, he thought that he was saying something good, that Jesus, don't die on the cross. But Jesus called him a devil. You never know in what way you may be offending the Lord and be thinking that some obvious ways you haven't gone by those ways, so then all is well. No. According to God's will, we ought to constantly pray, asking for repentance. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. Offer God praise continually. Our second point, not only when you have been asked to or before people. Offer God praise continually. Don't go into a habit of you only offer praise unto God when you are asked to come and lead praise. Look, when you are at home alone, sing praises unto God. When there are difficult situations, before you complain and lament, sing praises unto God. Make it a habit. All the time that you've been watching on your phone, looking on TikTok, why don't you rather take personal time? Lord, I am using this time to thank you, to bless your name. And then you break into a song. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. You don't have to wait till everybody is around before you be singing. No. When you are alone or unexpected times, then you just break into singing. From today, every time you use frowning and use, you say, Pastor, my mind has been roaming. I realize that a lot of people succumb to this particular, a lot, too many people. You say, oh, where were you? Hey, I was lost in thought. The mind is gone. As to where the mind is gone, you can't even figure out. Before I realize, you are calling your mind back from somewhere. It will not continue in the name of Jesus. All that lost time, why didn't you rather engage your mind in singing a song of praise unto the Lord? Don't wait till you are in front of people before you do that. That is hypocrisy, and it must not continue. Do it in your daily life, and let people think of you as someone that every time I see that this lady is singing, every time. And let me say that there are some people, whenever they see people around, that's when they will start singing. As if they want people to hear their voice. The moment they sit in church, when there are people around, then they will start singing because there are people around. No, not that. When you are cooking, when you are sweeping, when you are washing, just be singing unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Serve the Lord with reverence, gratitude, and holy fear. From Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We ought to fear the Lord. We ought to fear the Lord. Lateness to meeting is not good. Serve the Lord with reverence. It's not good. Don't wait for your leader to be some 30 minutes, 1 hour to meeting time. You should be preparing your heart in expectation of what the Lord is going to do at meeting. Not on your phone scrolling Facebook. No, it is not good. Where is the reverence? How important do you see that meeting? How prepared are you for that recording? One way of being irreverent is you pay attention. You put everything aside. And then you pay attention to what is going to happen. What the Lord is going to do. How you treat the meeting will determine what will happen at the meeting. You see, we've seen Solomon. We said that in the presence of God came down in the temple and everybody just had to go on their faces. The presence of God was so strong that nobody could arise. But ask yourself, you say you want to have the presence of God so much at the meeting. My friend, you are the keyboardist. Were you at the meeting 1 hour or even 30 minutes before time? Were you there checking your instrument and cleaning? And how prepared were you for everything you want to see at the meeting? How prepared were you? Did you treat it like God is coming to have an appointment with us? If it was the president, even our earthly president, you'll be there 2 hours, 3 hours before time because the president is coming. But you want God to come and display. Do you know how many sacrifices Solomon sacrificed that day? So reverence, we need to hold God in reverence. We need to serve him with holy fear. We cannot just approach his things anyhow and expect that not giving our best, he will give us his best. It will not happen. The Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Today we are praying our first prayer. Psalm 34 verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We are praying, Father in heaven, let your praise continually remain in my mouth in every season and every assignment in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're also praying that the Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. Psalm 118, verse 14. We are praying, Father in heaven, be my strength and song. Let my worship declare your salvation in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Let my strength. Father in heaven, be my strength and song. Let my worship declare your salvation in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, our last prayer, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23-24. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me serve wholeheartedly as unto you, not seeking the praise or reward of people, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Father in heaven, help me serve wholeheartedly as unto you, not seeking the praise or reward of people, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, because your word says that whatever I do, I should do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that, Lord,
in the name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, there's a way you can live where your life is full of praise unto the Lord every single day without anxieties and fears. And it's by giving your life to Christ Jesus. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. I know that you died and you rose up on the third day and you did it all for me. Today I surrender my life fully and wholly to you. Be my Lord and be my King. And let me be your servant. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37 verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to
with your voice and give the Lord thanks. Wave your hands to him. Thank the Lord in faith that these prayer requests that we brought before him, they attend to testimonies according to his will. And praise him, Father, we give you thanks. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory.
Bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.